definite hint that it could be raised again at a moment's notice.
"Does it?"
Nanny reached down to the crate by her chair and sorted through the bottles. "Scumble, my best. Vintage," she said. The wee man's tiny eyes lit up.
"Last Tuesday?"
"Right. Agnes, open that sewing box and pass me a thimble, will you?" "Come away here, man," said Nanny, uncorking the bottle well away from the fire and filling up the thimble. "Ladies, this here's... let's see them tattoos. Yes, this here's one of the Knack Mac Feagle. The little bastards comes down and raids my still about once a year. I reckon I recognise the pattern."
"Ying's your grail again. Sous a rict dieu," said the old man, taking the thimble.
"What is he?" said Magrat.
"They're gnomes," said Nanny.
The man lowered the thimble.
"Pixies?"
"Pixies, if you insist," said Nanny. "They live up on the high moors, over towards Uberwald."
"Ach, be yisne rikt spiel. You'll behin it, figures. Yon ken sweel boggin bloodsuckers, I'll do te."
Nanny nodded while she listened. Halfway through the little man's rant, she topped up his thimble. "All right," she said, when he seemed to have finished. "Well, he says the Knack Mac Feagle have been forced out by the vampires, see? They've been driving out all the..." Her lips moved as she tried out various translations. "Old people."
"That's very cruel," said Magret.
"No, I mean old races. People that live in the corners, you know. The ones you don't see around a lot. Centaurs. Bogies. Gnomes."
"Pixies?"
"Yeah, right. Driving 'em out of the country."
"Why should they do that?"
"Probably not fashionable anymore," said Nanny. Agnes looked hard at the pixie. On a scale of ethereal from 1 to 10, he looked as if he was on some other scale, probably one buried in deep ocean sludge. The blueness of his skin, she could see now, was made up of tattoos and paint. His red hair stuck out at all angles. His sole concession to the temperature was a leather loincloth. He saw her looking at him.
"Yist, away fra yeeks. Ye stockin' goot, that bar big jobs."
Sorry, said Agnes.
"Good language, ain't it?" said Nanny. "A hint of heather and midden. But when you've got the Knack Mac Feagle on your side, you're doing okay."
The pixie waved the empty thimble at Nanny.
"Gale or bloody lemonade, Calyake?"
"Ah, no fooling you. You want the real stuff," said Nanny.
She pulled back a chair cushion and produced a black glass bottle with its cork held on by wire.
"You're not giving in that, are you?" said Magrat. "That's your medicinal whiskey."
"And you always tell people it's strictly for external use only," said Agnes.
"Ah, the Knack Mac Feagle are a hard-headed race," said Nanny, handing it down to the tiny man.
To Agnes's amazement, he grasped a bottle bigger than himself with insolent ease.
"There you go, man. Share it with your mates, because I know they're around here somewhere."
There was a clink from the dresser. The witches looked up. Hundreds of pixies had simply appeared among the ornaments. Most of them wore pointy hats that curved so that the point was practically pointing down, and they all carried swords.
"Amazing how they can just fade into the foreground like that," said Nanny. "That's what's kept them so safe all these years. That and killing most people who saw them, of course."
Grebo very quietly went and sat under her chair.
"So, you gentlemen have been turned out by the vampires, have you?" said Nanny, as the bottle bobbed through the throng.
A roar went up.
"Blast it! Ech! You isn't fast evil! Arnok, a hard ticket! Big jobs!"
"I dare say you can stop in Lankra," said Nanny above the din.
"Just a moment, Nanny," Magrat began. Nanny waved a hand at her hurriedly.
"There's that island up on the lake," she went on, raising her voice. "It's where the herons nest. Just the place, eh? Lots of fish, lots of hunting up the valley."
The blue pixies went into a huddle. Then one of them looked up.
"Prisney, you'll snip in it, my gale."
"Or you'd be left to yourself," said Nanny. "But no stealing cattle, eh?"
"These steal cattle," said Agnes. "Full-size cattle. How many of them does it take?"
"Four."
"Four?"
"One under each foot. Seen 'em do it. You see a cow in a field, minding its own business. Next minute the grass is rustling, some little bugger shouts, hup, 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 and the poor beast goes past, voom, without its legs moving," said Nanny.